Good afternoon, Brendan.
How you doing?
Good. Now, first off, could you give us a recap on what happened on World Naked Gardening Day?
Well, it was one of the coldest days of the year, unfortunately. The weather gods are not on our side.
Yeah, definitely.
But we put out a call a week or two earlier just saying, hey, the day's back. It comes around every year. Get involved. And we received like 180-odd photos of people from around the country naked gardening. I'm not sure how many actually did the gardening or just posed for a photo, but it was pretty funny.
So I guess what was your favourite part of the day?
I think getting emails from people who had never actually been naked outside of their own home before, sort of saying this is such a fun way to get outside and feel the elements on my skin. And it's something they never would have done otherwise if it wasn't for the gimmicky day of World Naked Gardening Day.
Yeah, definitely. After seeing it on TV in Kath and Kim, and also I guess with everyone staying at home, I guess it's something to spice up our at-home lives at the moment.
Yeah, definitely. Well, most of us have a backyard or a balcony of some sort with some plants on it. So, yeah, everyone could get involved.
Yeah. The other thing I wanted to ask as well is, why do you think days like World Naked Gardening Day are important to the nudity movement and getting people naked in general?
I think there's such a stigma associated with like the terminology like nudists and naturists. People picture sort of old blokes playing volleyball at a nudist camp or something, right? So I think when there's fun days of World Naked Gardening Day and they're advertised as a really fun bit of a gag, I think it takes away that weird stigma in that everyone can just do it and have a laugh. The same way that like people approach skinny dipping and nudie runs, like it's just funny, and it's not about actually being seen naked. It's just about having fun, and that's what my platform Get Naked Australia is. It's a really fun way to approach being naked in a really positive light, to tackle the serious issue of poor body image.
Yeah, definitely. You kind of touched on it there, and I do know you mentioned it on your website as well, but you talk about how nudity is often okay if it's in art, but if we take it out of art, it can sometimes be seen as weird, inappropriate, or even sexual. And I guess, why do you believe this is the case?
Oh, it's a very good question and something I've pondered for years. It's like at one end of the spectrum, you've got the artistic nudity, which is accepted amongst many cultures. And then you've got the other end, which is the sexual side. And both are fine, but it's like anywhere in the middle, it's just like, oh, yeah, no, nah, that's a bit weird. Whereas, you know, I find everyone's naked at some point during the day. Like, it's a common thing for young people when they travel to Europe, they get naked on top of a mountain. It's just what people do, like nudie runs and drunk skinny dipping. Like, it's just what we seem to do, but taken out of that context, it's just strange. You know, I think that we've become a very prudish society in one way and a very sexualized society in the other. I think we just need to see them as just bodies, and this is just us and how we are, and just learn to accept that.
Yeah, definitely some good food for thought. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, Brendan.
No worries. Thanks for having me.